You're listening to Stuck in the Middle Radio Show with Alan Edwards on Dailycast News Talk Radio.
All right, folks, buckle up. Apparently, we have a new national security threat. And no, it's not climate change or crumbling infrastructure. According to some corners of the radical right, the most imminent danger to the Republic is a person in a lovely blouse politely asking for their correct pronouns. That's right. The great trans civil war is apparently upon us. Armageddon is coming and it's bringing fabulous eyeshadow. I've been reading the post on X, and the level of planning is intense. They're not preparing for a debate. They're preparing for an invasion by, well, someone who just wants to use the bathroom in peace. Their number one tactic concern? The dreaded glitter bomb. They believe the trans community has weaponized craft supplies. I'm not kidding. One post seriously suggested stocking up on anti-glitter camouflage netting, because nothing says stealth operation like being covered in tiny sparkly rainbows. Their intelligence on the enemy is something. They think the first sign of uprising will be a coordinated attack where we all change our LinkedIn profiles at the same time. It's pronounced Blitzkrieg. They're fortifying their yards against the coming wave of strongly worded yet inclusive language. I saw a video of a guy fortifying his suburban home. He's boarding up the windows, not against hurricanes, but against the alleged threat of free hormone therapy being added to the water supply. Sir, that's not a weapon. That's just a really committed community health initiative. And also, hormones don't work that way. Their proposed counterattacks are equally baffling. One guy suggested best defense is to loudly misgender a trans person. Another is stockpiling estrogen-blocking supplements, which upon closer inspection, he bought from a website that also sells male enhancement pills, so he's fighting a war on two fronts. They're convinced the trans community is a monolithic army taking orders from some central command, probably located in a secret underground bunker beneath a Sephora. They think the marching orders come in the form of drag queen story hour, I guess. The sheer absurdity is breathtaking. We're preparing for a violent conflict against a community whose primary weapons are authenticity, courage, and frankly, a better sense of fashion than their opponents. This is all so ridiculous. They're gearing up for a war that exists only in their fear-filled imaginations against an enemy that doesn't want to fight them, just to live alongside them in peace, maybe with a few more rights. So for you MAGA morons that continue with your delusional narrative that transgenders have committed the most mass shootings and that they're responsible for Charlie Kirk's murder, try looking in the mirror, get out of your bubble, get some facts, and grow the hell up!
I'm in the bank of coke, dumb as a rock, and I know it.